Audio 12. Accommodation, housing, or home? 1. What kinds of housing or accommodations have you lived in? Generally speaking, I'd say I lived in quite a few types of accommodations, like the dormitory on campus and my grandparents' single-family house in the suburb. But I would say I love to stay in my father's duplex most. That's mainly because it is on the 20th floor, only below the top floor, which allows me to enjoy the gorgeous bird's eye view of my neighborhood. It's really something. 2. Who do you live with? At the moment, I live in a villa with my parents, who take care of me, even though they are busy with work most of the time. We have lived there since I finished my primary school, so more than 10 years. We normally spend time watching TV in the living room together at night on weekdays. 3. Do you like the surroundings of your home? Frankly speaking, I'm quite fond of the surrounding of my house, because they provide a lot of convenience to my daily life. You know, there is a large shopping center only a step away from my house where I can buy all of my daily necessities. Also, there is a national park close to my house, so I can always enjoy a stunning park view from my living room. 4. What do you usually do in your house, flat, or room? To be honest, I have to say it really depends on whether I am busy or not. Like, for example, if I've got exams to prepare and deadlines to meet, I would work on my assignment at my desk on my laptop. Whereas in contrast, if I have plenty of spare time, I would watch variety shows on TV all day on my king-size bed. 5. Would you like to live in a bigger house or flat? Definitely, I want to live in somewhere bigger in the future. If I could, because if I lived in a spacious villa which covers more than 200 square meters, I would possibly have much room to hold a party or gathering. And also, there could be extra space for guests to stay overnight. 6. What's your favorite room in your home? I'd say I like my bedroom best. You know, especially the king-size bed. Nothing is as good as leaning on my soft pillows and enjoying my favorite Korean drama on my bed. 7. Do you think your future home will be in your country or overseas? Speaking in the short term, I think I would live in the UK for a year or so. You know, I'm going to study there for my master's degree, and I won't leave till I graduate. But in the long term, I would live in my country for sure because that's where I grew up and got used to everything from food to the climate.